Lux Radio Theater. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theater presents, for your entertainment, the finest in radio drama.
Autumn.
The doctors are here?
Yes, Dr. Copard and the foreign doctor. They're all in the library.
What did they say? Is he all right?
Quite all right, Ducky.
Oh.
No, you'd better not go in. They're doing something to your poor father.
Doing something?
The foreign doctor's going to put some drops in his eyes.
Oh, drops? They're all?
No, he's got to keep them bandaged for 6 months.
What? You mean he won't be able to see for 6 months? Oh, that's awful.
Better than going blind for life.
What about his work?
Well, that's what he said. What about my practice, he said. I ought to be in court this afternoon, he said, but the foreign doctor said it's got to be done at once, or we can't save your sight.
How did they ever get Father to agree?
Oh, her ladyship managed that. She sat by ever so quiet till they'd done talking, and then she said, we'll have it done in the library. The light's better in there. And in he goes as meek as a lamb.
She's wonderful.
Oh, she's a very clever lady. I've always thought that.
Did my own mother, manage him so well?
Your mother, Ducky? Oh, well, poor dear, he didn't need managing then, not in the same way. I mean, he wasn't making so much money.
Are husbands more difficult to manage when they make money?
Of course they are.
It's a very old-fashioned idea.
Cathy, don't go.
I think I heard Monica come in. She'll want to know. I'll come back. Oh, well, that's safely over. Have Nanny told you, Monica?
Oh, Cathy, was it awful? Did they hurt him?
No, Dr. Biles' fine, did it beautifully.
Oh, Cathy, your hand. It's all red and swollen.
Oh, it's nothing. Your father held my hand while they were doing it. He certainly got a grip.
I'd better bathe it.
No, later on. But, Nanny, I think I'd like a glass of sherry, and you'd better see that the doctors have one before they go.
Yes, I expect they'll need it. Poor chaps.
Has he really got to wear a bandage for 6 months?
We'll be lucky if he keeps it on for 6 minutes.
Literally all the time.
I shall have to change it every day in a dark room.
What will he do all day in a house with nothing to occupy him?
I don't know. After all, it might have been... Oh, Monica. I'm so relieved.
Cass.
I braced myself for the worst and now it just seems nothing.
Then you were really frightened.
Terrified.
You never showed it.
I didn't want your father to know.
But you might have told me. Oh, why didn't you, darling? You've always been such an angel to me. Always. You must let me share things. Be a proper daughter to you. Tell me when you're worried about anything.
Darling, I will. Another time.
It's going to be a strenuous 6 months for you.
Well, at least I shall see something of my husband. And that'll be a change.
Doctors are just going.
Oh, I'll come.
Oh, Nanny. Nanny, I do feel such a pig. She's been terribly worried and I never knew her.
Well, you couldn't have guessed, Ducky. She keeps everything to herself always.
I know. And yet she's so sympathetic and understanding to other people. You've never really properly liked her, you know, Nanny?
Oh, I like her well enough. I've nothing against her. She's been a good wife to your father and kind mother to you. I suppose I'm funny. I just never could bear to see a stranger in your mother's place.
Poor Cathy. I believe you'd have got just as devoted to her as her baby hadn't died. It may have brought you together.
Oh, perhaps. You do feel different to a lady if you've got a baby to care for. I'd have had my nursery again and I wouldn't have kept thinking of what's gone.
Oh, well, next time I'll make it up to her. If she ever has any other great trouble, I'll be a perfect angel to her. But at the moment, it looks as though I've gone and missed the bus.
Come on, darling. All right, now.
No.
There, come on.
Careful, come on. No, don't go too fast. I'll trip over the rug or something. Put me on the sofa.
There we are.
Is Monica there?
Here I am, dear.
Oh, my poor little girl. Come here and kiss me. I have to put up with an old crock of a father now. You'll have to lead me about.
Oh, but you'll learn to get about alone very soon.
Shall I, darling? Well, well. Let's hope so.
People do. They get used to it very quickly.
What people?
Blind. People who have to wear bandages or things.
And what grounds have you for asserting that? Did you ever know anyone who had to wear a bandage?
No, but I always heard...
Exactly. You've always heard. How often have you heard it? And who were your informants? Have you any reason to suppose that they knew what they were talking about?
Are you sure that bandage is quite comfortable?
I'm sure it's not. It's much too tight. They must offer it. What happened? Who went out?
Monica and Nanny. Now sit still and I'll try and loosen this knot just a little.
Oh, it's a bad business. A very bad business.
Oh, it might have been much worse, darling.
Tomorrow, I must get on to an agent about selling this house.
Oh, I wouldn't be in too much of a hurry to do that.
You realize we're ruined.
My dear, aren't you going a little too far? A rest of 6 months won't demolish your career.
I shall lose my practice. You don't know what solicitors are like. Once they get out of the habit of briefing you, they give all their work to someone else.
And he'll lose all their cases, and then they'll come back to you. Oh, now, don't let's look so far ahead, darling. What are we going to do this winter? Let's make the very best of it.
You talk as though you enjoyed the prospect.
Well, I can't help being glad that I'm going to have you with me so much. It'll make up for a lot of things.
Darling.
How much time in all these years have we really spent together? So often I thought, oh, I must tell Brian this or that when he has a minute. And then, well, there never was a minute.
I felt that too. But I've consoled myself with the thought that I should probably bore you. And I think of the difference in our ages. Why are you laughing?
Oh, the difference in our ages. 13 years, and yet how they worried you. You know, you mentioned them when you proposed. Mm-hmm. I heard about them daily, all the time we were engaged. Don't you remember?
You had a blue hat, that's all I remember.
You talked yourself into extreme old age and me into the cradle. By the time we got to the altar, you'd settled all the details of our inevitable divorce.
Kathy, you're making this up.
No, I'm not. But you do dramatize things, you know, darling.
Do I?
Oh, yes. You always give such a wonderful performance. When you're in your bath, you give a superb imitation of a man having a bath. Now you've got this bandage, you'll go about being blinder than anybody ever was before, like Samson in the opera.
All right, Delilah. I'm a lucky man. You're the most wonderful wife any man ever had.
Shall I read you your letters?
Oh, if you must, you must.
Oh, they're mostly bills. You don't want these.
Yes, please, I want them all.
But the bills sound so much larger when you read it out.
I must keep control of my affairs. I want every word of every letter that comes to me.
Yeah. This doesn't look like a bill. Oh, it's a letter.
Well, who's it from?
Funny, it's not signed. It looks like sort of begging letter, you know, bad writing, cheap paper. Dear Sir Brian Crawford, please excuse me venturing to trouble you without having the pleasure of your acquaintance. Believe me, it is only a sense of moral duty which forces me to open your eyes. You will be interested to learn that you are the only person...
Go on. Well, why don't you go on?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Anonymous letters usually are, but you must read it, please, dear.
It's vile. We'd much better take no notice of it.
I'm the best judge of that.
Oh, let me tear it up.
Kathy, if you tear it up, I shall take off this bandage. I can't allow you to decide a thing like this for me.
It would only upset you for nothing.
I'm not easily upset. I've had abusive letters before. Just read it. It's a good girl.
It's too revolting.
Revolting? Oh, you mean obscene language.
Yes, yes. I couldn't really read it out, not even to you.
Well, give it to me. Mark Seeley's coming to dinner. I'll get him to read it to me.
Mark? Oh, that's impossible.
Oh, don't you worry, darling. Mark and I are used to these things. We'll deal with it.
No, you couldn't. You see, I... Oh, well. All right, I'll read it. You will be interested to learn that you are the only person in London who does not know of the relations between your wife and Mr. Mark Seeley, what you think is your friend. Everybody is laughing at you, even the poor devils you put on the carpet. But there's none so blind as those that won't see. So look out. Look out.
Is that all?
Yes.
Every word?
Yes.
Well, there's nothing there you couldn't read aloud. Did you know that this scandal was going about?
I? Never.
I haven't the least idea.
Why do you suppose they picked out Mark?
I can't think.
Can't imagine any possible reason.
Well, his name is associated with yours. He was your pupil. Everyone knows what he owes to you. And, of course, he's here a great deal.
Oh, I see. He's here a great deal.
Well, you know he is. And he has taken me about when you were too busy.
Yeah, quite so. And you've been to his flat. Have you ever been there alone?
Oh, yes. Often.
How often?
Oh, my dear, how can I remember? We've been such friends of his for years.
Two or three times a week?
Some weeks, perhaps. It depended on how busy we both were.
You've never been there without telling me.
How can I be sure? So often I simply haven't had time to tell you all I've been doing.
You mean I've neglected you, so it's my fault if you get yourself talked about.
Brown, my dear, please try to forget about it.
No, that's impossible. No, I'm not satisfied.
Are you telling me that you believe?
I'm because I can't see you, but I just can't quite believe that you're speaking the truth.
What can I do? What can I say?
You don't think he is in love with you, do you?
I'm sure he is.
After all, he isn't married. He spends all his time with you. You're seen going to his flat. One could say there's some ground.
I really think it might be wiser if he didn't come here so often now.
Why?
Well, if people are talking.
Let him come. I'll judge myself.
Judge?
Whether or not he's in love with you. I think he is, and you know it, but you won't admit it.
Oh, you're quite mistaken. You must put these ideas out of your head. He doesn't come here because of me particularly.
Then who does he come here for? Not me, surely. I suppose you'll tell me next he's in love with Monica.
Yes.
What?
I said yes. He is in love with Monica, actually. That's what makes all this so horrible. He's been in love with her for a long time.
It's the first time I've heard.
Well, I wonder you didn't see it for yourself.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Because I promised not to.
Whom did you promise? Him?
Yes.
You discussed it with him?
Yes.
When?
Oh, a long time ago. He asked my advice. She's not an easy girl to deal with. So wrapped up in her lectures
but
and things.
Didn't he want me to know?
Oh, no, not at that time.
Why not? He might have known I'd be delighted.
I think he was afraid you might try to put her off. He'd be furious now if he knew I'd told you. Oh, you must please be very careful, darling. Don't show that you know.
Oh, I'll be the soul of discretion. Oh, I do hope it comes off. Nothing could please me more. A nice boy, doing extremely well.
Don't set your heart on it. It may come to nothing.
Good family. I shall give her £30,000 when she marries. I must talk to Mark about money.
Brian, not yet. He mustn't guess that you know.
I'm very tactful. Can't you trust me?
Do you always trust me?
What? Oh, that wretched letter. Yes.
You accused me of not being stated. Hiding something.
Well, you were hiding something.
Now that you know what it is, don't you think you ought to beg my pardon?
Yes, I do. Am I forgiven?
Oh, yes. Let me tear this horrible thing up.
Yes, yes, tear it up and forget about it. Now, kiss me to show all's well. My poor darling. I've been a brute.
Well, it was rather a shock for both of us.
But it is forgotten now. Couldn't bear it if there was the slightest cloud.
There's no cloud. There never will be.
Where are you? What are you doing?
Just sitting near the fire.
Just sitting near the fire. How cozy that sounds. And the curtains drawn?
Yes.
I like the autumn. That touch of frost in the mornings. Tang of wood smoke in the air. Leaves burning. And those last roses.
It is beautiful. But a little melancholy.
You'd like the summer to last forever.
Nothing lasts forever. I've always known that.
Oh, it's too soon for you to think of autumn. Oh, I wish I were 10 years younger. Cathy, where are you?
Here, darling. Hadn't you better phone your clerk? He's been trying to speak to you all day.
Good heavens, yes, poor chap. Oh, no, don't help me. Must learn to get about. Now, where are we? Yeah. See that, Cathy? I calculated the distance exactly.
Yes, I saw. You're a marvel.
Yes, now my desk. 12 paces, I think.
Monica, are you going out?
Unless you want me. I was going to a meeting.
With people dining?
Well, only Angela Kane and the Drummonds. Oh, yes, and Mark Seeley.
Still, your father doesn't like your not being here.
Oh, then I'll ring up Bert and say I can't go with him.
Who's Bert?
Just a boy.
One of your dear little socialists?
He's very sweet. Father's a sanitary inspector. He's awfully nice, too.
He'll need to be.
Well, I'd better go and phone Bert.
No, wait a minute. Your father has his own ideas of home life, and now that he'll be at home so much now... He'll want you to be the dear little spoilt only daughter. Ever so busy having a good time.
Oh, crikey.
Lots of new clothes, fewer lectures and more dances.
I'll do my best to be a dear little butterfly.
Thank you, dear.
But you'll have to provide some decent men to take me about.
Oh, we can hunt up someone suitable. For instance, there's Mark. Mark Seeley.
He never takes the slightest notice of me.
You never give him a chance.
Why should I risk breaking my heart?
Breaking your heart? What do you mean?
Nothing. I can see he's attractive. But I don't like him. I despise him.
Why?
He's worldly. He's insincere.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Besides, he's got a moral squint.
Oh, what?
One eye on heaven and the other on the main child.
Oh, you say that because you think he's snubbed.
No, I don't. Yes. Yes, I do. Well, it's true, anyway. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must make a phone call.
Hello. Mark. Listen. I've got something very important to tell you. Can you come rather early tonight? About 7. Well, as soon after 7 as you can. Right. Goodbye.
I've brought some hot water to bathe that hand of yours.
Oh, it doesn't hurt now.
It will tomorrow.
Mark, darling.
What else did that letter say?
Nothing. Just the mere fact that we are lovers. Oh, we had a terrible scene.
But surely he didn't take a letter like that seriously.
I don't know. He suspects something.
What?
I'm not sure. I think that you're in love with me and I won't admit it.
You denied that?
Yes.
Well, we'll have to be more careful than ever. What did you say exactly?
You won't be angry.
No? What was it?
I told him you were in love with Monica.
Do you mean that I'm now supposed to pose as her lover? Because I won't.
What should I have said? Tell me that.
I don't know. But I'm not going to make any sort of pretense. I should give myself away hopelessly.
Oh, Mark, if only you'd...
Oh, Kathy, are you in here?
Yes, darling.
Haven't you better get dressed?
I am dressed.
Oh, how are you? Oh, let me see if I can guess what you're wearing. No. I don't recognize this dress at all.
The blue velvet.
Blue velvet, now I remember. How lovely your neck controllers feel. One can tell what a graceful woman you are just by touching you. Wonderful, smooth skin.
Oh,
Kathy, what is it? Oh, is anybody else here?
No.
What's the matter, then?
Nothing. It's getting late. You'd better finish dressing.
All right, dear. I won't be long.
Oh, that was horrible.
I love you as much as ever. But just now I'd have given a good deal for the whole thing never to have happened.
I can't be sorry it happened. It's been part of our lives.
But that child, Monica... She ought to have been kept out of this at all costs.
Mark, you must marry her.
Marry her? You must be mad.
Why didn't I see it before? It's got to happen that way.
You lost all sense of proportion.
No. It's the only real solution for us all. It'll make Brian happy, and our love, Mark, will develop into something stronger, different, better.
How? Oh, it's a Sherry's lunacy.
No, listen, Mark. Mark, you must marry sometime. I want you to have all the best things in life. I couldn't bear to feel you'd missed anything because of me. You want somebody to share all your success. You must have a wife and children to be proud of.
You don't really want me to marry Monica. You merely want to see yourself in a nobler light.
I do want you to marry her. I'd do anything to bring it about.
You deceive yourself.
You're much too clever. Anyway, she thinks you have a moral squint. She says you have one eye on heaven and the other on the main chance.
Oh? She said that? Perfectly true.
She's quite as clever as you are.
You're getting me quite interested. Or is that your end?
Let me know.
old-fashioned, and I dare say I am. But when I engage a servant, I always have just a little simple personal talk with her. I say, this is a very happy house. We all do our work, and we're all cheerful and contented. Just quite simple. I'm sure it helps.
How long do they stay?
That isn't the point.
Catherine, what divine flowers.
Monica did them.
Did you, Monica?
Yes.
You are growing domesticated.
Flowers in London are so terribly expensive, but of course, Catherine doesn't have to worry about that. Brian's busier than ever now, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Those 6 months off didn't affect his practice at all.
Is it true that the first day he went back to Chambers, he found £12,000
worth of briefs on his desk?
Not quite that.
How much was it really?
I really forget.
My husband sent him a brief. I said, now we must all stand by poor Brian. After all, he is my brother, I said. This illness may have crippled him financially, but then George has always given him a lot of work.
How uncivilized we are. Talking about money and servants.
Personally, I... To whom is Monica waving?
Has Mark come, Monica?
Just arrived.
Who is it? Mark Seeley. He was coming to dinner, but at the last moment he had to go and defend a murderer at Maidstone.
A murderer? How exciting.
I mean, a man who is accused of murder.
Cautious, Cathy.
I hear the men coming up.
Oh, poor Catherine. Have you been praying for them to come? I think we're more than ready for them.
Of course, Monica's mother wasn't clever. The brains come from our side of the family.
But you're so clever, Catherine. About her clothes. At least I imagine it's you.
That... Oh, here they are. Well, George.
Well, Angela, how's interior decorating?
Moribund. People are so poor nowadays, they buy a pot of paint and do it themselves.
Well, you've been very quiet up here, you women. We miss the happy laughter we sometimes hear on the stairs. Well, May, what scandal have you been hatching?
Personally, I never talk scandal. I always say it leaves a nasty taste in the mouth.
You can always spit it out, dear.
George!
Has Mark arrived?
Yes, didn't he join you downstairs?
No, I didn't know he was here. I'll go and look for him. I was just telling Brian downstairs. May has just bought a new weighing machine to put in our box.
Not a new one, George. I got it at a sale.
We've had it about 3 weeks.
No, dear, not as long as that.
It's one of those machines that you put
one
foot...
You get some bargains at these sales. Mm-hmm. It was at a house called Balmoral, just at the end of our road. A large house with a garden. The old lady
It's
died.
One of those machines that...
And the nephew lived in South Africa. Oh. Well, Kenya, really. Mm. So they sold everything. Anyway, I thought...
Just as I thought, they were in the garden.
Yeah. Martha's telling me about his case.
He's got his man off.
Oh, the murderer. He's got off.
So everything's fine.
Shall I tell them how? I think they will get
Please. I have an announcement to make. I want you, all of you, our dearest friends, to be the first to share our great news. I know you'll be delighted to hear that Monica and Mark are going to make a match of it.
That's wonderful news. Congratulations, dear Monica.
Oh,
and
indeed,
Mark.
Congratulations, my dear.
Extraordinary thing.
Oh, you're a very lucky man. You've had an engaged look all the evening, Monica. I knew something was in the wind.
And you too, Catherine. To have married her so young, you must be absolutely delighted.
I am. I think they'll be very happy.
Monica, my dear, my congratulations.
Oh, thank you. You are darlings to be so pleased.
I must all charge your glasses.
I'm bound to say it was a surprise to me. I hadn't heard a hint of it.
Well, it's only just been settled, Aunt May.
I drink to Mark and Monica.
Mark and Monica.
Mark and Monica.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If I can make Monica half as happy as she's made me, I... Well, it's a perfectly good end to that sentence, but... I've forgotten it. But we're very, very grateful to you for your good wishes.
Indeed we are. You're all wonderful.
Do you remember our wedding, May? Brian made a most brilliant speech. Nobody could stop laughing.
Yes, that was in October. When will Monica be married?
In August, in the long vacation.
It's the first time Mark's ever taken the whole time off.
8 weeks. It'll be too lovely. Where are you planning to go?
We shall take a map of Europe... Shut our eyes and choose a place with a pin.
Well, August won't be convenient for us unless it's right at the beginning. We go to Torquay on the 5th.
One moment, please. I want to end this little ceremony with music.
What? We all got to sing Auld Lang Syne. Oh, Brian, spare us that.
No.
All you've got to do is to sit still for a few moments and talk, if you like, in undertones. And this concerns me, not you. A little piece of pure sentiment. I want Catherine to play an absolutely rubbishy little composition called Humoresque.
Oh, Brian, really?
The evening won't be complete for me without it. Has associations.
Oh, Catherine, do play.
Yeah, do.
I couldn't possibly. I don't remember.
Oh, yes, you do, Catherine.
Oh, play it, Catherine.
Come on, Cathy. I shall give you no peace.
Please. Very well, then. But try not to listen.
Are you much of a gardener, Angela?
I've never had a garden.
Oh, that's where we score. We're living at Wimbledon. Got a couple of acres, you
know. Shush, George. I want to listen.
Oh.
In a minute.
It's very hot in here. Airless.
I thought she was looking pale. Fetch some water, somebody. No, brandy.
It's cooler in the library. I think if we could carry her in there. Brian!
Oh, yes.
Help me to carry her.
Can I do anything about you?
Oh, she does too much.
That's it.
She overtires herself.
Good. I don't wonder she fainted. I nearly fainted myself. Your father's a great actor. That speech.
Oh, poor sweet. He can't help it. He just has to make a scene of everything. Where is everybody?
Gone home.
Oh, what a blessing. I'm glad they've gone. Now we can have a nice long time to ourselves.
Not very long, I'm afraid, sweet. I got to work all night.
You don't worry about justice. You don't worry much about your clients either, do you? All you worry about is your job, whether you're doing it well.
You're pretty well right.
Still, I'm glad you're like that. Selfish, egotistical, hard-hearted.
Am I?
Ruthless.
That's all you know about it.
Oh, you are. You are. I love it. Kiss me. I feel so sort of lost since I began loving you. You would fail me now. I have nothing to hold on to.
You haven't told me yet when you did begin.
I can't be sure, but I was frightened when it happened. I felt, oh dear, now he's really begun to love me. How glorious, how awful. Now we're in for it.
I felt like that too. Do you remember the week I stayed away?
Oh, don't I? What frightened me was the feeling that all my life seems to be in your hands. All that I am. I don't belong to myself anymore.
Darling.
What you do, what you are, that will be me. Nothing else matters anymore.
I must look after you. I must make you happy.
Mark, has anybody ever loved you as much as I do?
No, darling. Because you're quite different from any other woman. Can't we be married sooner than August?
Oh, it'd be heaven. Oh, we'd be together without people interrupting. Never having to say goodbye in the evening.
You make me quite dizzy.
I feel I must be wonderful because you love me. I feel as if it were written all over me.
Monica, how idiotic of me. I can't forgive myself. I've ruined your evening.
Doesn't matter a bit, darling.
Where's Mark?
After they all left, he stayed on a little. And then he left, too.
Oh.
He wants...
Well, what does he want?
Well, we both want to get married at once, not to wait until August.
But why?
Because, well, why should we wait?
Why? Oh, you've got no house, for one thing.
I could go to his flat.
Oh, no.
Don't look as if I'd suggested something indecent.
No, of course not. It's just that I don't understand all this hype.
Oh, you know what it's like to be in love. We're always having to say goodbye.
I think you should wait.
But why? You want me to marry him, but you don't want us to be in love.
Oh, yes, I do, darling. You're quite right. I don't know what I'm saying tonight. Why should you wait?
I couldn't bear to let him go tonight.
Oh, you're so sweet. Such a darling. Let me kiss him.
No. Don't.
What? But I only want...
I sort of don't want anyone else to kiss me. Not just after I've been kissed by Mark. Sorry.
You grudge me that? Even that? Am I nothing now? I mustn't love you because he does?
Oh, no, no. I didn't mean to hurt you.
It's all I have left. All I...
Oh,
let me kiss you.
No. Oh, Kathy. Kathy, don't.
What are you doing?
I don't know, and I don't care.
No.
Get away.
Monica.
I remember lots of things. I didn't understand then. I do now. Now I know.
What do you mean?
The flat. I mustn't go there. You. I knew there'd been somebody else.
Monica, please.
Keep away from me. Don't you dare to touch me.
You must listen.
No. No. I know.
Monica. Monica, what is it?
Well, she's mad. She...
Kathy.
A dreadful thing has happened. A mistake.
I don't think so, Kathy.
But, Brian, you don't understand.
I think I do, Kathy. Sit down, Catherine. Try to calm yourself.
Yes.
I have something to say to you. I'm sorry I have to say it tonight when you're so unwell, but it's rather urgent. I've decided that I can no longer take the risk of letting Monica marry without knowing the truth.
The truth?
That Mark has been your lover.
I...
Be careful what you say. Take your time.
You mean anything I say will be used as evidence against me?
Everything you have said and done tonight is evidence against you. During my illness, I had an excellent opportunity of observing Mark, Monica, and you. I couldn't see, but I could listen. The tones of your voices gave me more information than your faces would ever have done. I was convinced that Mark did not love Monica.
You think he doesn't?
He didn't last autumn. He does now. Meanwhile, I proved to myself that you had told me a story concerning yourself and Mark that did not square with the facts. Mind you never betrayed yourself until these last few days as the wedding announcement drew nearer, and especially this evening.
When I fainted, you mean?
I saw it all then. You can't bear the idea of this marriage. You still love him. You want him back.
You had no right to allow the marriage if you think that.
I couldn't be sure. I am now. That's all I have to say.
Yes. He has been my lover. I still love him.
Then why did you engineer this marriage?
That's my business, not yours.
I have a right to ask.
You've no right to ask. You're not my husband anymore. Oh, you gave a fine, happy imitation of one tonight for the benefit of our friends. But now you're prosecuting counsel. Another impressive performance.
Why should I defend you?
It's your trade, isn't it, defense? You're ready to plead the cause of any poor wretch who comes to you, not only to defend, but even understand. It's only to me you deny that understanding. Only to your wife.
Why didn't you tell me, Kathy? If you loved him, I'd have tried to be generous. Let you go.
There was your career to think about. It was soon after my baby died.
Oh, could I have helped you more, Kathy?
No. It was never any of it your fault.
I was working desperately hard. I left you alone a great deal, and I hadn't time to feel as much as you did.
Nobody can share that pain. A child... A baby is, after all, only a person to its mother.
If only you told me then, Kathy.
Don't you think I haven't longed to tell you over and over and over again?
I think I begin to understand.
You do believe we fought against it?
Mark, too.
Oh, yes. We knew from the first what misery it would be. At last we agreed to stop seeing one another, and then you took me to Norway.
Oh, I remember. You were sleeping badly. I was anxious.
I never slept at all. I was afraid of my dreams. And in September, I came back alone to London. You stayed in Norway a little longer. I never supposed he was in London. I thought he must be away. It was so hot. One night, it got so hot that I dressed and went out into the streets for
while. It was cooler. It was just before dawn. Suddenly, I heard his steps walking a long way off. I knew they were his, but I thought I was dreaming. I thought it was my longing that made me hear them. Footsteps in the street. An empty street at dawn. You hear them so far off, coming. I thought if I turned round, I should see nothing. I didn't turn round till he was there. You see, he couldn't bear it anymore. He just came to look at the house. Oh, he loved me then. He did. More than anything in the world.
Oh, hush, dear. It won't always hurt like this.
He can't love her. He can't. It's all a mistake. He thought I wanted it. I must go to him. Oh, Brian, let me go to
no,
him.
No, 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 Kathy, you mustn't. No, you stay with me. I want you.
Oh, how can you want me? How can I be insecure now?
Oh, Brian, Lady Croft.
Oh, what is it, Danny?
Oh, sorry, it's Miss Monica. She's gone.
Gone? When?
Just this minute. She passed me on the stairs without a word. Something dreadful must have happened.
Monica.
Monica, I must catch her. Monica, 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 come back. Monica.
The police got any news?
Inspector says that if she isn't placed by 8 o'clock tonight, we ought to broadcast a description of her.
But then it would be in all the papers.
Well, we must find her. 3 days now.
What can have happened to her? Suppose she...
What's all this about Mark Seeley? What does he want?
I don't know. You see him, Brian. I don't want to.
No, you two go upstairs. I'll talk to the inspector. I'd rather deal with all this myself.
Brian, you must let me do what I can in this. Why do you treat me as if it were no concern of mine?
I know you want to help, Kathy, but I'm afraid there's nothing you can do.
Oh, come on, Nanny.
Yes, my lady.
Monica. Where are you? Where are you? Oh, you. Huh? No?
I have to come. I must know if there's been any news.
I'll let you know as soon as there's anything to report. I told you that on the phone yesterday.
I thought I ought to tell you that I found out where she went when she left this house.
Oh? Where?
To that artist friend of hers, Sally Kemp.
That's not likely. I rang Sally up. She couldn't tell me anything.
Yes, but she said something about a friend of Monica's called Bert. I asked who's Bert, and she told me that he was one of those young socialists that Monica used to go about with last year. She doesn't know about his surname or where he lives or anything, but I'm sure she knows more than she says.
Oh, I'll phone her now. Now, what's her number? Oh, the police inspector's still in the library. Get rid of him, will you?
Very well.
Kemp. Kemp. Where is it? Yeah, here we are.
Nanny. I want Nanny.
Monica.
Nanny. Nanny.
Oh, darling, thank heavens you're back. Are you all right?
My head hurts.
We'll look after you. What's been happening to you?
There's something. I can't tell you what it is. Something awful.
Now, how could you frighten us all like this? Mark's been going crazy.
I can't ever see Mark again.
You went to Sally Kemp, didn't you?
Yes.
Monica, who is Bert?
Bert? Oh, a man I used to know.
Who never spoke of him. He never came here.
I've been with him till just now.
What?
I had to go somewhere. I couldn't go walking about. I was so tired. I couldn't come back here. I meant never to come back. I meant to live with him. I did. But he said he wasn't taking me on those terms. He said I'd got to feel about him as he felt about me. You see, I only went to him because I wanted to destroy what I had been.
You didn't know what you were doing.
I could have gone through with it if he hadn't said something that Mark used to say. That made me cry. Oh, if only I'd had the courage to killed her.
Monica.
Make him go away. Don't let him come near me.
Oh, my lamb, what is this?
Oh, Nanny. Nanny.
Oh, my precious. Oh, Nanny. No, don't go on like that. Oh, what have you got yourself into such a state?
Oh, Nanny. You come along upstairs.
Nanny. Oh, Nanny.
Well, you heard what you said.
Yes, she went straight off to this man. I can't believe it. However, it doesn't matter. The whole thing's over anyway.
Yes, and the sooner you clear out now, the better.
I'm going. I only came on her account. Now I know she's all right.
She's not all right!
I've no wish to force myself on either her or you. She'll never see me again.
Don't you mean that?
It's an intolerable position for me now.
Celie, ring up the police and tell them she's back. That's the last thing you'll do for me.
Very well.
Does Mark know what's happened?
Yes, he's taken it very badly.
Badly?
He doesn't understand Monica's distress in the least. He thinks she never loved him because she went to this fellow Bert or whatever his name is.
I see. Well, it doesn't matter much what he thinks. It's all over now.
Is it? There's one thing that might get her over all this.
What's that?
That Mark did genuinely love her. She thinks he didn't. He did. And what's more, he still does.
You think so?
I know it. Don't you? No, Kathy, don't go. We must get this thing clear.
Well?
She matters more than you or I. Her life, her peace of mind.
She'd much better not see him again. She'll forget.
Will she?
She's not the first woman to be crossed in love.
No, nor the first who's never got over it.
Then she'd better see him, I suppose.
You're against me over this.
Yes, I am.
Why?
I think a clean break is best.
Do you think it best for her? Do you care?
I told you. I can't bear the idea of his loving her. I know it's wicked of me, but I can't.
Kathy, you've got to help me. You've got to make him see her.
Why me?
Because he won't listen to me. You're the only person who can make him do it.
Impossible. I told you how I feel. You're humiliating me beyond endurance.
I don't want to humiliate you, Kathy. I've told you what I think. I leave you to follow your own heart.
I've rung the police, LeBron. I'm afraid Aunt May is lying in wait for you in there.
Oh. Excuse me, Kathy. I'll get rid of her.
Well, I'll go now.
Yes.
There's nothing more that I can do?
No.
I hope Monica will be all right.
Oh, she will. In a day or two.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye. Mark!
Yes?
Your vanity is a pity, I think.
Pardon?
You heard?
And what has my vanity got to do with it?
It's your downfall. It always has been.
What do you mean?
You think that Monica has treated you badly.
I don't think that. I merely think she's shown she never could have loved me.
Which you prefer to believe?
She'd have given herself to this man if...
If it hadn't been obvious even to him that she was broken-hearted.
She wanted to hurt me.
Oh, no, Mark. You must convince her that you did love her, that you still do. Unless you do, she'll never get over this.
I thought you said she'd be all right in a day or two.
Oh, Mark. Is it possible that you're being stupid or merely cruel?
It's possible, but I am both.
You're too clever. That's the trouble. That, together with your vanity, will be the end of you. That's why falling in love with Monica was so right for you. Think of all you felt when you and she were happy together.
That's perfectly true. She made me feel...
What I never did. That you wanted to be nicer for her.
Kathy, you're too good to me.
I can't do... To go to her, darling. You will, won't you?
Nothing with her. She won't lie down, and now she says she wants to go.
Go? Where?
Oh, anywhere but here, she keeps saying.
Would she see me, do you think?
Well, sir, she asked me once or twice if you'd gone. I asked did she want to see you, and she said no, but I think
I'll chance it.
afraid she won't stay, my lady. She seems to have taken a most shocking dislike
to me, Nanny. Why don't you say it? To me.
I am going to marry Mark. Nothing and nobody can stop me.
But I'll do my very best to make her happy.
You see, dear, it's the beginning of a new life. It's putting the past behind us. My life has been cut in half. And this is the new half. You understand?
Perhaps I do.
You know that we love each other.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And this can't be my home anymore.
No, I see it can't. If I could be sure you'd look after her, Mark,
I will. I will. I promise I will.
He's been through all that with Nanny. He's promised that he won't even let me bathe after a heavy meal. Monica! Father, Nanny's putting some things into a suitcase for me.
You're not coming back here?
No. Bed. Nanny will pack all my other things in my book. I'll let you know where to send them.
But we'll come to see you get married.
I'd rather you didn't. I don't want anyone to come who belongs to my old life.
I see.
Goodbye, Mark. Good luck.
Thank you, Catherine.
My suitcase is in the car. We can go now.
Mark, before you leave, I want to talk to you about money.
Oh, Catherine, forgive me.
No. No, it's I who...
Don't hate me.
How could I?
Don't
cry so, my darling. It's all right.
I love you. I do love you. I do.
I know. But now you must be happy.
Oh, Catherine.
Monica.
You must go with Mark now, darling.
Yes.
Blow your nose and put on your hat.
Goodbye, Catherine.
You can read to me if you like.
What sort of thing?
Oh, not anything about people. Something...
Come and sit here. I'll read you that poem you like so much.
All right.
How vainly men themselves amaze to win the palm, the oak, or bays, and their incessant labor see crowned from some single herb or tree whose short and narrow verdured shade does prudently their toils upbraid.
Forgive me, Brian. Please forgive me.
Kathy, darling, it's all right.